This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
A healing zone where people tune in each and every week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of encouraging you ever so strongly to become your own best doctor most of the time. So if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, how long has it been for you? Well, then you've come to the right place. This is your chance to become independently healthy, as opposed to way too many people being dependently sick. Your chance to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. I have been accused of dishing out and providing health and wellness information and news every single week. Guilty as charged. Giving good health information. That's what this show is about. It's what we do. I'm so very glad you tuned into the show today. I want to remind you, next hour we're going to have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week, and the health recall, a product recall of the week you'll need to know about, want to know about. And we'll finish off next hour with the health mystery of the week. If you're just tuning into the program, however, you missed a lot, because the first hour of the show, and it's going to be available to you in the podcast library as of this coming Wednesday, when the webmaster posts it up there on my personal website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And then I think it's the last button from the very top of the page. You just click on that as of Wednesday, and you'll be able to hear hour number one that you may have missed. And because of me talking about the studies that I cited, a study finding a positive correlation between higher mask usage and COVID-19 deaths, I discussed that last hour. And I also talked about a suspicious article that was suspiciously removed from a news website, MSN, quietly deleting a story revealing that severe COVID-19 is rarely found in unvaccinated individuals. Just the opposite of what we've been told forever in the lamestream news. Okay, so this hour we begin with this. COVID-19 shots may be more harmful to your personal health than smoking cigarettes. What? Okay, here it is out of Natural News. It's well established. It's a well established fact that cigarettes, smoking, cigarette exposure, horrible to our health. one of the most despicable habits I think I could possibly think of. One of the many health damaging effects of smoking is the adverse effects of how nicotine ravages the body and its ability to cause poor circulation and blood clots. If you or someone you know smokes, takes in nicotine, whether it's in cigarettes, cigars, pipes, or vapes, nicotine, understand that consistent nicotine exposure or usage constricts blood vessels, causes the blood vessels to shut down, limiting oxygen and nutrient supply throughout the entire body. That's also why so many smokers, after years and years of exposure to nicotine, you'll notice that the tips of their fingers turn blue over time. They lose circulation. The tips of their toes also lose circulation because they're restricting important blood flow. And they end up, just talk to nurses that work in hospitals and people who will be honest about this, they end up having their toes and fingers amputated because of the poor circulation. Then eventually they get an infection and a staph infection or MRSA, and they have to be amputated because the extremity basically dies from the nicotine poisoning the body and restricting blood flow, which carries oxygen and nutrients. You choke that body off with that, you're in trouble. They turn black. I've seen it. Due to lack of circulation, this is caused by nicotine. This is why COVID-19 shots may be more harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes. You'll get that story here in a moment. That's one of the reasons why nicotine users over time become a high risk for amputation surgery of their fingers and toes and even hands and feet. That brings us to the COVID-19 vaccine shots, the experimental vaccine mRNA shots. Coroners, these are doctors who look at dead bodies and try to figure out what happened, how they die. Coroners around the world are finding mysterious rubbery blood clots in the COVID-19 victims' circulatory systems, those people who have died from COVID-19, who have taken the vaccine. These microscopic blood clots are triggered by spike proteins, which are in the trillions being manufactured with somebody who has taken an artificial COVID-19 vaccine or booster, according to doctors, scientists, and coroners who examine the vascular system, the blood system. Irregularities that are causing deaths worldwide are showing up. And we've had Dr. Peter McCullough, a cardiologist, internist, and epidemiologist on the show to talk about this. These microscopic blood clots seen in people who are vaccinated don't just affect larger blood vessels like arteries and veins, but they are being discovered throughout even the tiniest blood vessels, capillaries, and are referred to medically as microvascular thrombosis. These reduce blood flow and can affect vital organs just like, you guessed it, nicotine. There is the connection. There's the connection between the headline, COVID-19 shots may be more harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes, because they do the same thing. The damage to these vaccine-induced microscopic blood clots is prolific and won't show up on normal scans at a hospital. In the lungs, they can cause pulmonary embolisms. In the brain, they can cause stroke. In the heart, they can cause severe inflammation, myocarditis, and even heart attacks. And before that, of course, and to a lesser extent, but just as serious, people lose circulation. There's all kinds of adverse signs and symptoms that people are reporting. We see the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, otherwise known as VAERS, and you can check this out for yourself. Tens of thousands of people dying suspiciously after having received these experimental COVID-19 shots or jabs. And again, this show is not here to dissuade you, convince you, prod you, recommend to you not to get a COVID-19 vaccine or any vaccine for that matter. That's a decision you'll have to make, and whatever decision you make on behalf of yourself is the right one to make. I support your right to do that. But during that process, or in this case, after it in many cases, you have the right to know the truth, because the truth will prevail. It eventually percolates to the surface. You can't hold truth back. You may have people lying to you and deceiving you and tricking you from the outset because you don't have enough information gathered to believe them. And so what happens is fear happens. Fear is a severe motivator of people's personal behaviors. And when the sky is falling and people are fearful and worried, they will do the things, unfortunately, that are ill-advised. And many people are finding this out, especially when you read the article, COVID-19 shots may be more harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes as a result of the nicotine exposure and how nicotine causes blood clots. And in many individuals, these COVID vaccine mRNA experimental vaccines also cause blood clots to form. All right, our special guest coming up, Dr. Nathan Goodyear, a doctor with two MDs, right after this.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen, because later on in the program, I'm going to be talking about colonoscopies. They're back in the news again. Now, you may have been asked by your doctor, if you're over the age of 40, to get a colonoscopy. to try to figure out if you are at risk of colon cancer as a result of them finding polyps or something unusual upon that type of an examination. But did you know that colonoscopy exams can have problems associated with them? In fact, something happened in the news this last week, colonoscopy exam, that caused a debilitating condition called pancreatitis in a famous musician. And I will tell you all about that if you'll stick around. We're also going to be talking about tennis star Serena Williams and why it is that she showed up at a big tennis tournament with this black tape on her face. People are going, what? What's that on her face? Is that mud? It looks very strange. Why was she wearing this black tape on her face? Everybody wanted to know. I'll tell you why. And we'll get into that as well. Stick around. All right, we're going to turn our attention now to another topic. And that topic has to do with some information that I ran across in the health news cycle that I thought was kind of unusual and strange. It basically had to do with a bombshell Oxford University study talking about how medical drugs that have been approved for usage in human beings are less than efficacious in the minds of so many people, because people automatically assume that if a drug is in the marketplace, whether it's over the counter or prescription, it must have been tested extensively and it must be safe and effective. What does that mean anyway? Well, this particular Oxford study is saying that less than 6% of the approved medical drugs, the new ones coming on the market, are backed by high-quality evidence. Now, what is suspicious about this was when I looked at the date, June 21st, when this story broke, I thought, okay, well, I've heard this before. We've talked about it here on the show. I've talked about one of the people who were high in the echelon of Eli Lilly, a pharmaceutical doctor, researcher, talking about how about 50% of all drugs are 90% ineffective. And I thought back about that. And then right after this bombshell report came out, the Oxford study about how drugs are backed by poor quality, underreported adverse side effects, the very next day, on June 22nd, another story popped in to the news cycle, a retreaded story that I've read before, entitled, and it got all the attention, of course. The news media, of course, doesn't pick this up because why? Their subscribers, their sponsors, the people who throw buku bucks at them are paying for them to have this article hit and not the one that I just mentioned. And that is, vitamin supplements are a waste of money. Experts warn there is no proof whatsoever that multivitamins can prevent cancer or heart disease. The very day after the bombshell report out of Oxford saying that so many of these medical drugs are not backed by good evidence. So you have sort of a rope-a-dope. It's kind of like, let's distract the public from the real news here with something else so that that takes their mind off of it. It's kind of like, reminds me of when Slick Willie bombed the aspirin factory in the middle of the Lewinsky debacle. Do you remember that? Little comparison there. Too much information, though, I'm sure, for some of you. But nonetheless. So I have recruited an expert on both conventional and holistic, alternative, integrative, functional medicine to join us on the show to discuss this. His name is Dr. Nathan Goodyear. Dr. Nathan Goodyear, who has two medical degrees behind his name. He received his Doctor of Medicine degree at LSU, Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center. Dr. Goodyear has practiced integrative medicine for nearly two decades and is an accomplished author. Additionally, Dr. Goodyear is the medical director of Brio Medical, an integrative cancer treatment and healing center, where he uses the principles and science of natural and integrative medical therapies. We need to get Dr. Goodyear on the line if we can, so that I can pull him up onto the air. Don't have him there on the board. So you'll need to do that, Alex.
Bob?
Okay. Yeah. Are you there, Dr. Goodyear?
I'm here.
Okay.
Are you there?
Sorry about that. There was a little confusion because I noticed that your name was missing off of the board that I'm looking at right now. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Goodyear, and welcome to the program again, sir.
My pleasure. My pleasure to join you always.
I don't know if you heard the introduction or not, comparing and contrasting these two articles that came out one day after each other. First, the big bombshell out of Oxford. I sent both of these to you for your review. First, the big bombshell, Oxford study. Less than 6% of approved medical drugs are backed by high-quality evidence to support their benefits. Harms are significantly underreported across the board. The next day, the very next day, the propaganda machine in the big farm companies gins out and retreaded article from the past about how vitamins are a waste of time, and experts say there's no proof that vitamins can help reduce or prevent cancer or heart disease. What do you make of some of these things that come out like this, doctor?
Well, you know, we could spend hours on each one of those, because when you look at both of those, particularly looking at the latter, which is talking about the vitamins, they in the title it says multivitamins, yet throughout the article they interject vitamins with multivitamins to, well, it's okay with vitamin D, or okay with calcium, or okay with pregnancy, and so it's like, which one is it? And then also they say, well, it's supported by independent experts. And it's like, who are the experts? And how are they independent? And can I have a name of them? So can I investigate this? So there's so many issues. And I look at that as just purely medical clickbait. That's all it is. It is a press release that really is just almost misrepresenting and leading to misinterpretation by the general public, and they know that, and that's exactly why they do it. As it relates to the first article, which I think is very profound, the Oxford, this is not new information, as you correctly just discussed, because a former British medical editor of the British Medical Journal said that 5% of published papers researched meet minimum standards of scientific soundness and clinical relevance. And he said, and in fact, most of those journals, the figures was less than 1%. So that is also too a retread, but a retread of just very worrisome data, which meets and defines what's called the standard of care today. And yet so much of it is not evidence-based or of very poor quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the pharmaceutical will have consumers believing that everything that gets the stamp of approval through the FDA and the AMA must have gone through such a rigorous design in their studying that it's got to be the gospel. It's got to be 100% correct so it can give safety and efficacy and those confidence in the end consumer, those people who are getting ready to swallow those pharmaceutical drugs, correct?
That's correct.
Doctor, I'm going to have you hold your comments. It looks like we've got a break coming up. We'll come back with our special guest, Dr. Nathan Goodyear. He's with Breo Medical. We're going to discuss that, what they're doing, some innovative treatments over at Breo Medical, especially for helping cancer patients, which are amazing. And I'll tell you my story of my Breo treatment in just a moment. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Breo Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? To lose what you raise and fly. Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Well, you happen to be tuned in to the largest radio health talk show in America, in large part thanks to you. Welcome or welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I want to invite you to stick around because next hour I'm going to be talking about why it is that marijuana users are more likely to land in emergency rooms and hospitals. We'll have that, plus this week's installments of the health alternative of the week, outrage of the week. We've got a product recall you'll definitely want to know about. We'll finish off next hour with the health mystery of the week and a lot of news and your phone calls next hour as well. Our special guest this hour is Dr. Nathan Goodyear. Dr. Nathan Goodyear is the medical director of Brio Medical Center, an integrative science-based medical center that treats cancer patients, all types of cancer, at all stages of cancer. And if you want to find out more about what they do or what Dr. Nathan Goodyear does, hit their website at briomedical.com. That's BRIO medical.com. Or if you or somebody you know is struggling with cancer, maybe just got a diagnosis or have been through the gauntlet of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, and are fed up with that and are traumatized, give them a call. Find out what they do. Their toll-free number is 844-411-BRIO, B-R-I-O, 844-411-BRIO, or 844-411-2746, or briomedical.com. Dr. Goodyear, for those people who are just tuning into the program, how does a person go through as much college as you have been through, 14 plus years, and have not one, but two MDs behind your name. What is all of that about? How do people discern your background by seeing two medical degrees behind your name?
Well, I think basically it comes down to life is just a journey of learning. Learning never ends. I think learning is always a challenge to critically think and analyze everything that we know and that we once knew to continue the process of learning. That's what we should always be doing for our patients. I'm both a medical doctor, so I come from a conventional background, mm-hmm. and I'm also a licensed homeopathic medical doctor. So this bridge, if you will, this other sides of the fences allows me to really challenge each side and really push forward into that healing purpose of what we try to do at Brio Medical, which is not just targeted tumor, which is great, but we want to actually work in what this new era of medicine is, precision cancer care, and really work to heal the body as you target the tumor. So it takes both, but the healing is the purpose, and having these two licenses really help you to really try to be independent and clear and objective in your thinking and research.
Dr. Goodyear, what caused you to question the efficacy and the results associated with the three main treatments that are available to most cancer patients, whether that be chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery? Because the average person believes those are the only three treatments, the only three games in town when it comes to cancer, and everything outside of that just simply doesn't work.
You know, that is a great question. I call them the unholy trinity. When you actually look, it came out of research. There was a 2004 article published that looked at chemotherapy as the adjuvant in cancer. And they looked at 22 different cancer types, and they found that there was a five-year survival benefit from adjuvant chemo in 13 of 22 of these cancer types. And so you look at that, you go, wow, that's 50%, right? So misrepresentation, interpretation, bias of that number. But in actuality, only three of those 13 did the five-year survival benefit reach 10%. So the point is, this data gets suppressed, the interpretation bias of the data, and chemotherapy is seen as one of those things as, wow, this is awesome, it's great, look what it's done. Yet today, via the PURE study, cancer is the number one cause of mortality in adults over cardiovascular disease in high-income countries. So the point is, the data is misrepresented and misinterpreted, and I think the purpose and intention is just for that, and we're not winning this war on cancer, and diving into the data is really what calls into question the reliability of chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation, let alone that chemotherapy causes the metastatic spread of cancer. I mean, that's in the literature over and over and over again. So it's just being in the literature and being able to, I think, objectively question everything is what we should do. Again, not groupthink, but critical think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the consumer, you know, when the doctor presents that false data that you mentioned there, they go, oh, okay, well, that sounds good. It sounds like I've got a good chance then. And they are being sold a bill of goods, not realizing that there are other options that exist. Of course, your colleagues in conventional medicine absolutely poo-poo anything to do with nutrition, intravenous high-dose nutrients having any benefit whatsoever against any cancer at any stage. What do you say to that?
Yeah, so I want to bring to another clickbait that was recently published where they talked about the 14 patients with colorectal cancer or rectal cancer, and they said they were cured. That was the headline, and this was nothing more than clickbait. But actually, when you dive down into that article and read the quotes, and you couldn't find the link to the study, by the way, but in there it said, well, actually at 6 months, there was no evidence of disease in these 14 patients, but at 25 months, there were some that still had no evidence of disease. Well, first of all, cure is not a outcome that's been validated. Second is that's not a cure, and no medicine should be cured. And in fact, when you look at things like vitamin C, by the way, that drug is what's called an immune checkpoint inhibitor. Vitamin C, we know the exact mechanisms of how it actually augments immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy by reducing interleukin 6, destabilizing the programmed death ligand 1, which is an immune checkpoint that is, that promotes immunotolerance. But the point is, we know the mechanisms of how vitamin C actually works. We don't have to work on clickbait. We can divide. We can describe the evidence that's in the data about how this actually works, and we don't have to subscribe to that clickbait. So the point there is the evidence is on the side of holistic and integrative therapies, and we don't have to hide from it. We just have to lead with it.
All right. Our guest is Dr. Nathan Goodyear, MD, MD homeopath. Now, when he mentions the words clickbait, that's computer lingo, folks, to grabbing you with a headline to get you to read something which may be misleading and get you in a pathway down a road where you don't want to go, because now they're making you feel warm and fuzzy and confident in what you're reading, but it may be completely biased. It may be not definitive. It may not be strong science, and yet a lot of promises are made in and around that. And that's why you need to consider other things. And that's exactly what they avail you to at Brio Medical Center, are those other things. Those other things that are available outside of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery for cancer and diseases, cancer of all stages, you need to know more about it before you make that decision, because quality of life matters when you're trying to recover or trying to go through cancer care. Check them out, briomedical.com on the internet. briomedical.com is their website, or call them 844-411-2746. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee, so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
You raise me up so I can stand on now.
and happy welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Our special guest is Dr. Nathan Goodyear, who's the medical director of Brio Medical Center, an advanced alternative science-based medical center treating all forms of cancer at all stages. For more information on what they do, the innovative treatments that they provide, check their website at briomedical.com. That's B-R-I-O medical.com. Or call them up at toll-free. Here's the number. Jot it down. If you or somebody you know is struggling with cancer or just got a diagnosis and are scared and you don't know what to do, or you've been through the gauntlet of cut, burn, and poison treatments, and it's failed you, or you're worse off, call them, find out about the options that exist that you may not be aware of. Toll-free nationwide, 844-411-BRIO, B-R-I-O, 844-411-2746, or briomedical.com. Now, I have to tell you my experience with Brio Medical Center. I went there as a patient, as did my wife. Not because we have cancer, but essentially because I wanted to know what they did. I wanted to interview their patients. I wanted to see exactly what they're doing. And I wanted to experience what some patients go through. So we did just that. And I went in there having recovered from, both my wife and I, from COVID naturally. We're not vaccinated. Went over 2 years without getting infected with COVID, even though we traveled extensively, went to many concerts, and were around a lot of sick people, we were certain, but never came down. And then finally, my wife and my daughter brought it back to me after I had cared for them through the COVID situation. And both of them bounced back in about 4 to 5 days, drug-free. And not vaccinated, and I did the same. But there was just this, for me personally, there was just this low-grade, irritative lung and throat condition that I struggled with before going to COVID. They didn't even know that this was going on when I arrived at COVID Medical Center. And after receiving some very directed intravenous high-dose slow drip of nutrients, including vitamin C, and before that, food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and the last thing was the alpha-lipoic acid poly-MVA, I felt like $1 million, and still do today, and it's cleared up my long COVID irritation in my lung and this little throat thing that I had. And can you imagine, as a radio broadcaster, having throat condition? And I did. And thank you, Dr. Goodyear, for directing the care that I got at Brio Medical Center. And I had a great opportunity to speak with some of your patients who have been through the gauntlet of medical care outside of Brio and failed, people who had already tried chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery and were worse off. They came to Brio, and boy, did they speak highly of what you guys do down there and told me some stories that were so compelling, and I'm so happy to have Brio Medical to talk about on this radio show, Dr. Goodyear.
Well, first of all, it was great to meet you and your lovely wife. It was a true joy to get to talk to you and kind of hear your life experiences and get to know you better as a person. You know, these patients, they inspire me. I think a lot, when you look at cancer, I think we come into work every day looking and say, you know, my job is to instill hope, to inspire these patients to see something different than what conventional medicine presents to them, is that there's no hope, and it's fear. But hope and healing are possible. It ends up being something where these patients end up inspiring me. It's just, they make it an absolute joy to come in here. Them, their families, they just push for something that they're told they can't achieve, yet they keep pushing for it, and so many of them achieve it. They become like family. They come in patients, and they leave family. And it's just it's a true blessing and honor to have a time where I cross paths with so many of these people.
Well, that's what it felt like when I was speaking with your patients, and most of them that I spoke to had already been through medical care and had been made worse with chemotherapy or radiation, or they still had cancer, and they were getting results and feeling better as a result of the many treatments that you guys offer there at Brio Medical Center.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I don't know where this concept came from that you have to destroy to heal, because when you look at chemo, surgery, radiation, it follows that logic. We must destroy in the process to heal. And from a logical standpoint, that just makes no sense. So if you're going to get better, you must feel terrible. But in actuality, tapping into the body's inherent design capacity to heal is going to make you feel better. Now, natural and holistic and integrative can be aggressive if used appropriately. That is evidence-based. And it can make you tired, fatigued, and you can get some side effects. But in actuality, as you heal through this process, you're going to feel better. And so that's why these can be tied together. Target the tumor and heal the body at the same time.
Yeah, and I wish more people knew that they don't necessarily have to go through that low quality of life and the scorched earth kind of treatment that medical care says is the only game in town, where the chemo, radiation, and surgery where they have to lose their hair, they vomit, they don't have any appetite, they get these super infections, they're in bed, and quality of life is low when there's something else available. BrioMedical.com, ladies and gentlemen, BrioMedical.com, or their toll-free number, 844-411-2746. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, and we are back in our final segment of this hour. Stick around, because next hour we have for you this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall to tell you about, and the Health Mystery Plus, a lot of other information you won't want to miss out on, so stick around. I think a lot of people that are, you know, listen to their doctors and read news, they don't believe that there exists a way to starve cancer to death by using natural things. So you think it's got to be the chemo, where it's the scorched earth process, where you have to come within like a flick of death in order to get an extra 6 months or a year or 5 years, whatever they try to tell you. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, there is a way to starve to death cancer cells drug-free. Without chemo poison, without radiation burning, without surgery. And you should find out more about it, what they're doing, the innovative treatment protocols that they provide to people with cancer, all stages of cancer, all forms of cancer at Brio Medical Center. So if you are a loved one or somebody you know has a cancer diagnosis, reach out to Brio Medical Center. Their website, briomedical.com, BRIOmedical.com, or toll free their number. Call them up. Start that conversation. 844-411-2746. 844-411-BRIO. One last question for you, Dr. Goodyear. Conventional medicine appears to aim their biased, self-directed attacks at the big pharma moneymakers, the diseases, that is, such as heart disease and cancer, the cash cows of big pharma. Do you agree with that?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they are, look at, you watch your local news, TV channels. I mean, you know, the vast majority of the marketing there is from pharmaceuticals. And when they're feeding that industry is turning around and reporting on what that industry wants them to do. It's a cycle of bias that perpetuates itself that unfortunately propagates, I think, a misrepresentation of the data and the numbers that are out there. They know that, and that's exactly what they're after. What we're after in an integrative approach is actually following the science, not trying to, you know, find the predetermined answer, but actually just follow the science and see where it leads us, and that leads to an integrative, holistic approach.
Yeah, I just wish more people had the opportunity to learn this. The good news is they just have. In our last 45 minutes together, Dr. Goodyear, and I want to thank you again for the care that you provided for my wife and I, and the care that you continue to give those people who come to your clinic after having failed conventional cancer therapy, and they get the Brio medical treatment, which I think is just outstanding. Folks, find out more about what they do at Brio, please. Their website, briomedical.com, or give them a call. Open that conversation for yourself or somebody you care about. Toll free, 844-411-2746, 844-411-BRIO. Dr. Goodyear, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.